aren't you seeing giants in evidence of giants in this in the contrast between Upper and Lower Egypt too?
Yes, I am, and plus the fact, see, when I was young, I used to think the tale of giants was a fantasy, but when I lived in Peru, I had the opportunity was invited to a private gold museum, which had two mummified kings in it, and as I was going through this magnificent, huge gold museum with thousands of artifacts of gold, there were two mummies there. These two mummies were 9.5 feet tall. I took pictures of me next to them. Their gloves had fingers that were 10 inches long. Their crowns on their heads would, I could put two of my head inside the crown. They had woven gold tunics which were like tapestries because the gold was spun into a tapestry-like effect. These cloaks that they used were 14 feet high. And then the amount of treasure that they had that they took out of this tomb where these giant kings were was a king's ransom.
Well, are they still on display?
They still very much are. And, you know, as a young man, I thought, well, that's cool. I mean, the NBA would love this one. You know, they could dunk the basketball at eye level.
Right. I mean, they could pat Yao Ming on the head. They've X-rayed these mummies. I mean, they're not just stuffed sheets, you know, but they have the actual bones
not.
And the skeletal.
Absolutely not. They were real, bona fide, tangible mummies. Two of them. One of them was 9.5 feet tall, and the other one was 10 foot tall.
And where could somebody go and see them today?
Lima, Peru.
Okay, in Peru. And so how does that tie in with Egypt?
Well, remember that these giants, one of the very first authors about the giants was Philo, obviously. And you know who Philo was.
Sure.
Philo was born in 20 BC and died in 50 AD and lived during the entire lifetime of Christ. And he was a scholar in Alexandria, Egypt. He was a Jewish scholar who rewrote the entire history, a secondary history of the Old Testament. But embedded in these 1,000 pages of documents was a chapter on the giants. Now, this Philo was the guy who was referenced by Cecil B. DeMille when he created the movie The Ten Commandments. He comes out from behind the curtain and says, this movie, The Ten Commandments, with Charlton Heston and Yul Brynner, etc., is based on the Holy Bible, the Midrash, and Philo. He took the history for making the movie, The Ten Commandments, out of Philo. And Philo is the one who chronicled the giants from Egypt, from the perspective of the Egyptians. So, in other words, these giants were very much a prominent entity in Egypt, and by the way, they had their counterpart, which were very short people. The Celtics called them the Yoslings. Now, these dwarf-type people were the engineers who helped build the pyramids. When I was with Zahi Waas took me on a personal tour of the Giza Plateau, and he took me someplace that he had never taken any white people before, any Americans before. He took me to the tomb of the man who was the engineer behind the building of the Khufu Pyramid. And I said nothing to him because, you know, you don't tell Zahi anything. You listen when you're in the presence of Zahi. He's a great man, but he does all the talking. When he took me inside this thing, he showed me the hieroglyph and the image of this engineer, and he said, this man was a midget. This man was a short person. And I went, ka-ching! That coincides with everything that I know about the relationship with the giants who helped build these giant megalithic structures, and the short people were the ones who were the engineers behind all of this sort of thing. And this comes from a time period that's mentioned in the Bible. When the Bible mentions giants, these giants come from an epoch that sunk with Atlantis in Indonesia and India in the South China Sea some 11,600 years ago, and some of them survived. And they survived, and they were called men of old or men of renown in the Bible. So, and when Amerigo Vespucci came to, he followed Christopher Columbus into the Americas. Many people think that the Americas was named after Amerigo Vespucci, which is not the case. But when he came to the Caribbean, He actually met the giants in the Caribbean and in the northern coast of Venezuela. So did Magellan. So did Vasco da Gama. Every single one of the early explorers had an encounter with the giants in this land. And the Native American Indians still talk about him to this very day. And I was one of the very first white people ever to go to Tiahuanaco, which is in the high plains near La Paz, Bolivia, right on the shores of Titicaca. And Tiahuanaco is a magnificent city, but the big megalithic structure there that they have right at the door to the temple, this great statue of this Inca king, I was looking at him, and I started counting his fingers. He has six fingers.
On each hand.
And on each hand, and six toes on each foot. And I'm going, well, either they could not count, which is extremely unlikely.
Right.
Or something's going on here.
That may account for why at one point we had a base six math language. Could it be that because I had six? I'm kind of kidding. We were what? A sexadecimal system once. Could be.
You and I have to go write for Disney one of these days.
Well, tell me, so, I mean, this idea, I mean, this thing about giants, I mean, if the giants still exist and they're still in the Yucatan and they live under the canopy, I would still think that there would be some expeditions that would have gone into this area, some written record or photographic record that would exist if there were still a race of people that tall today.
You know, and I would presume the same thing, but having lived in the third world, you know, we have a presumption here in America, and it's kind of like the prime directive. The prime directive is we know everything, and nothing exists unless we know it.
Right.
Having lived in the third world, I realize that Americans are next to ignorant as stones about the history of the world. We know next to nothing about what has happened in the world. We know nothing about Egypt. We know nothing about the history of Sanskrit. We know nothing about the Hindus. We know nothing about China. We certainly do not know anything about the Americas. The fact that we're finding Egyptian motifs up the Mississippi and Jewish motifs up the Mississippi and Moorish sailors up the Mississippi, and the fact that we have found giants in South America and thousands of archaeological sites,